You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, and I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic in Studio A with a special guest to talk about some choral singing happening this December in the St. Peter Cathedral, a large, immense sound coming from the Marquette Choral Society, and we have Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, director of the choir, in the studio with us. Welcome.
Great to be here.
Good to have you back here. So it's December in Marquette, and to me that says, you know, we're preparing for the holidays. We're preparing to hear lots of familiar tunes and to really get into the spirit of the time and the holiday, and especially in the climate, we'll say that, in the climate that we're in. It's nice to have that cheer. So what is the Marquette Choral Society doing this time of the year to help foster that cheer in our area?
Well, we're actually the sort of culmination or the last project involved in the Bach Festival. The Marquette Bach Festival.
And that started in the fall of this year, right?
Yes, so that's been going on all fall, all semester, if you want to call it that. And so our project is the last of that. So obviously we're doing all Bach. Mm-hmm. So I chose the Bach Magnificat and Cantata 140, which has some Advent themes. It was really written for spring. I should say it was written for a couple weeks after Easter. But technically it fits sort of that Advent theme, sleepers awake, you know, as we're sort of preparing ourselves for the arrival of Christ, as is Christmas.
Right. And we were talking before this that, you know, even if you don't necessarily know these pieces, you would know the sound of this composer. And this is all about Johann Sebastian Bach and being the tail end of the Bachfest Marquette. This is also part of the cathedral concert series at the St. Peter Cathedral.
Yes. So we're sort of hitting many stones, I guess you could say. We're checking many boxes. Mm-hmm. So this is part of the Bach Cathedral series, and then also the Bach Fest, and then of course our December concert. So many things sort of lining up to make a really great concert, and Bach is our featured composer because of the Bach Fest. And I'm so glad that Nancy Raley took that on. That's a huge endeavor. But Bach is by far my favorite composer, and I think he deserves to be honored. So the fact that there's been all this Bach all over the city for a couple of months has made me very happy.
Yeah, and what better composer with such a catalog and library of familiar and unfamiliar tunes to dig into and change around a bit and hear in their traditional forms as well. So we really want to pack the St. Peter Cathedral for this concert. I mean, especially with such a large space, there's room for many people to come to this concert. So why should folks come out to this concert? Besides, I kind of mentioned, you know, one of my memories is just always going to the St. Peter Cathedral in December, especially to me. That Saturday evening really is a special time for me when it usually starts snowing really fluffy flakes and you get to come inside of the cathedral and hear gorgeous music. So what are some reasons that you feel that would be, a good reasons for people to come to the St. Peter Cathedral this weekend?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I hope the music would be the biggest draw. Bach, obviously a classic. The Magnificat, one of the stalwarts in our repertoire, in our choral repertoire, masterwork, for sure. It certainly gets you in the Christmas spirit. We have three trumpets, Mark Flaherty, Matt Ludwig, Jacob Schmelzer. We'll have some piccolo trumpets, which will certainly get you in the Christmas spirit, I feel. Oboes, flute, strings, all of those things. It's a very sort of Christmassy work, and obviously the Magnificat text, the Canticle of Mary, the story surrounding, you know, when she first found out that she was pregnant with Jesus, certainly fits the theme. Mm-hmm. And then Cantata 140, as I mentioned, sort of preparing us for Advent, that hymn tune that you will most likely recognize, not written by Bach, written by Philip Nicolai, but he incorporated that throughout the entire cantata. So I think the music is a big draw. But then, of course, like you said, coming to St. Peter to hear this beautiful music on a Saturday evening when, you know, it's dark outside, but it's warm and cozy in the cathedral, I think that certainly inspires people and gets us in the mood for the season. So we hope that a lot of people will join us.
Yeah, and like we said too, that Saturday evening is at 7:30, and then there's also a Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Same concert for, you know, two different times of the day, two different
yes.
days for people to come out to that. You'd mentioned the trumpet players, the piccolo players. There's some special guests. I think I was reading that these are, again, members of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra coming to help out with performances. And
yes, what I typically do is I'll ask members of the symphony to play for us, and now that they're done with their concerts, they're available, so that
right.
works out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And then I think I also heard that there are some special vocalists involved, too. We've
yes.
got some, I believe, I don't want to say repeat offenders, but some repeat
yes.
Soloists coming to assist with this concert as well.
Yeah, so the Magnificat requires soprano, alto, tenor, bass solos, and those are for the solo movements. Bach wrote the Magnificat in what we call a cantata style. So essentially each line, each verse of text is set to its own movement. And the chorus sings quite a lot of that, but there are also movements set for soloists. So soprano Ani Barasa has been here before. She sang with us last spring with Griffin Candy's premiere and also the Vaughan Williams, Donor Nobis Pacem. And then bass baritone Richard Lippold from New York City. Actually, they both live in New York City now. Will be coming as well, and he sang last year for the same program. So they were both very excited, fell in love with Marquette, and really had a good relationship with the Choral Society, so we've asked them to come back. And then we have kind of a special treat for the alto soloist. I've hired a friend of mine, Michael Walker, who's a countertenor.
Wow.
So in sort of keeping with the style, we will have a countertenor. Women were not allowed, of course, to be soloists mm-hmm. during Bach's time. It would have been male, it would have been boys, or it would have been countertenors. So Michael will sort of fill that hole that we needed to fill, and he does a beautiful job. He just finished his master's degree from Indiana School of Music in early music. And then our tenor is from Columbus State University, Joshua May.
All right. So we've got four special soloists, and we also have members of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. We have the Choral Society and a partridge in a pear tree and
yes.
everything else at
the
St. Peter.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and that's another great reason for people to come out because, again, this is live music. This is opportunities to see real people performing in front of you in, again, a gorgeous location. So why not come, again, to the St. Peter Cathedral for Bach in the Cathedral, part of the Cathedral Concert Series, part of Bachfest Marquette, the last concert in that series that's happened all this semester, 2018, leading up to December 15th at 7:30 p.m. That's Saturday evening. And there's another opportunity Sunday afternoon, the 16th at 3 p.m. And just a reminder, we're speaking with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, the director of the Marquette Choral Society. Aaron, is there anything else that you'd like to add about, I guess, the concert or the Choral Society in general?
Well, I think this is a great opportunity to hear live music. And whenever we can get out and do that, I think it's a really important thing to do, not only for your soul, but to support the musicians on stage who put so much time and effort into doing this. And they really enjoy singing for the public. I mean, the Choral Society is about 120 people at this point. And then, of course, you've got the professional players, instrumentalists, and soloists. And so putting this all together for Marquette is what we want to do, what we enjoy doing. And we hope that people will come and enjoy that experience with us.
And you have people coming from New York to come to Marquette. So
yes.
why not come out if you're from Marquette or anywhere in the Upper Great Lakes region? Aaron, thanks again for coming in to talk about the Marquette Choral Society.
Happy to do it.